Hey you guys, welcome to Lou and Lex Situations. I'm Lex.
And I'm Lou.
How you doing, Lou? How was your week?
I'm doing pretty good. This is like my birthday month, so I've been like getting ready for my birthday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday the 23rd.
Whoop!
Yep.
Bring it in.
But other than that, I've just been working. Work's been pretty slow. It's like that beginning of the year type shit. Ain't nobody got no money, so they ain't going out to eat.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
But other than that, it's been pretty chill. Just been working and doing my thing.
Y'all, we hanging out with Draco tonight.
Yeah, you know, we got a little guest.
He playing with his bone and he's very loud. A lot of smacking going on.
Yeah. So how was your week, Lex?
My week was pretty good. I had a day off yesterday because of the holiday, so that was nice.
Oh yeah, Martin Luther King Day, y'all. Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, celebrate the holiday. Other than that, not much. I'm trying to get another promotion real soon, hopefully.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, but nothing else. Everybody's good.
I feel like they give raises at like the beginning of the year.
Ours is usually in July.
Oh.
But I'm not trying to get I do want the raise, but I want the title. Okay. That goes along with it. So, yeah, I'm trying to get that. But other than that, nothing much going on. Just hanging out.
Okay.
I don't believe there's anything new to report, honestly. I think everything is just what it is.
Yep. We're in a new year and everything's just rolling.
Yeah, I'm actually doing really good with that diet that I was doing, the broth.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good with that. So, I'm excited. I've already lost the back fat that I had.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
So I'm excited about that. And I'm trying to get my body right before we go see Wayne in February.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I got an outfit that I want to wear.
Yeah, you guys like,
well, a top.
You guys know we live in Vegas, so like there's always something going on, and like we're gonna have the Super Bowl here for like the first time this year. And it's like a pretty big deal.
Where the fuck they playing the Super Bowl at?
I think it's going to be on the Strip. Or it's... Oh, no.
The
or,
arena?
No, I think it's going to be at the Raiders arena. Yeah.
Oh. Are the Raiders going?
Honey, no.
Oh. So, hold on. Because I don't really know anything about sports. But
okay.
Do teams usually play where none of the teams are from? For the Super Bowl? Nobody plays in their home for the Super Bowl?
No. Know, huh? There's no home court advantage, I don't think, when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Would it really be a home court advantage?
Yeah, it would, because if the...
There's no court, bitch.
If the Kansas City Chiefs played in their arena, that's their hometown.
Okay. People whooped at home before.
No, but... Come on now, like it's the Super Bowl, so it should be both teams should be, have it even. It shouldn't be in nobody's home court.
Okay, well, I don't know.
But either way, it's gonna be here this year, and so it's like a pretty big deal. So like,
yep, and Wayne's coming down for the occasion.
And so there's like a lot of events, and Lil Wayne will be here, so we are going to see him.
Yeah, we'll give you guys highlights on that one
at Shaq's Funhouse.
Yeah, we also gotta highlight you guys, or give you guys a highlight on all next week, because it seems like there's gonna be a lot going on with Lou's birthday. But so like, it'll be fun. We'll have a lot of pictures on the Instagram for y'all.
Did you look up anything about Shaq's Funhouse? It literally is like a big like circus themed like type of...
Oh my God, I'm going to completely change my outfit.
Yeah, it's very circus themed.
I'm excited like, about that.
Yeah, it's like fire blowing and crazy people. And
I might wear some pigtails at night.
I hope to see Shaq. Because I am a big Shaquille O'Neal fan. Shout out to Shaq, big ass man.
Yeah. No, I mean, he is actually buying up a lot of fucking shit out here.
Yeah, Shaq's doing his thing. This motherfucker
about to be running. And then I heard he wanted to buy a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what team it would be, honestly. But, I mean, I guess it don't matter. As yeah. long as he get the team that he wants.
That's right.
I think he just wants to buy a team.
Yeah, I don't know. That's cool, though, that he's thinking about that.
Yeah, black man coming up. Or staying up, I guess, in his case.
Yeah, so either way, guess it'll be good.
Yeah. Do we have anything to say about the Lakers this week?
Yeah, I got a couple Laker highlights.
I want to wear my jacket.
Yeah. So I'll start with January 5th. We played the Memphis Grizzlies. We lost that game 127-113. And then Sunday the 7th, we played the LA Clippers. We won that game 103-106. So that was good. And then Tuesday, we played the Toronto Raptors. We won that game 131-132 by 1 point. Hmm. Yeah. And then going into the 11th, we played the Phoenix Suns. We lost that game 127-109. And then we had the Utah Jazz on the 13th, 125-132. We lost that game as well. And then the game that we just played yesterday, Oklahoma City Thunder, 105-112, we won that game.
Oh, okay.
So
I was about to say, I'm going to have to wear the jacket for good luck.
Yeah. You got to wear it regardless. Anyway. Yeah, you got to wear it regardless. So.
Yeah. Not just when they're winning.
Nah, hopefully they pull it together, though, this, like, second half, like, because we're getting ready to come up on, like, All-Star Weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
So then they'll be the second half of the NBA. So hopefully, like, they just.
I hope they do that somewhere else.
They clean it up. Why? You feel like it's going to be here too?
Oh my gosh. Every time it is here, it's craziness.
How many times has it been here?
At least 3.
Well, hopefully they don't try to do it this year. We already had the fucking.
Whatever that other thing was, right?
The F1 race.
And oh now, my gosh. That was actually not bad.
And now they're doing the Super Bowl here. And who knows how that's about to go. And then they're going to try to give us the All-Star. Please do not give us the All-Star game.
You know what?
It was in Utah last year. So I know a lot of people were like, Utah?
Yeah, no. So you guys, tonight we are actually recording in our studio that we're going to be streaming in about 2 months.
Yeah.
For the first time, because our audio has been fucked up on the last couple episodes, if you guys haven't noticed. And tonight is going to be perfect. But yeah, we're actually in here for the first time. We haven't done any renovations. However, we need to desperately do them. We can leave that refrigerator in here.
Oh, yeah. We'll fill it up with actual snacks. Then we'll have to put a lock liquor. On it. Then we'll have to put a lock on it.
Liquor and some fucking ice. That's all we need. But yeah, we're in here for the first time. It feels good.
No, good it vibes. Does. It's good
it does. Vibes it here. Does. Yeah. Once we get everything set up the way we want it, we'll be even better.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so that's in the works. We should actually get started on that after Lou's birthday, just to have everything ready and going.
For sure.
But yeah, you guys are about to start streaming soon. So, woo! Yeah!
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's going to be pretty badass.
Plus, I've been drinking, so I'm feeling that too. Yeah,
it's gonna be badass though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about our streaming. I feel like it's gonna be I'll feel like I'm more in it when okay. we're streaming. I'm here now, yeah, but this is delayed, so it's not like we're like live and
no,
you know,
for sure,
you know, like, what I'm saying, like
when
it's
we're
a,
live
it's a different
and we have
vibe.
To yeah
yeah it's gonna be a different vibe for real for real. And I'm excited about all our fans being there for us and tuning in and doing the episodes. We're gonna put in way more time to you guys, so that's another thing. So I mean, it's just gonna be really good, I
yeah.
think, for all of us. And we're going to get some really merchandise nice. Out after we start streaming. We got big plans, you guys. Lou and Lex Situations is going to the top with all of your support.
Of
we're
course.
Gonna make it.
Of course. We wouldn't be anything without y'all.
No. So. And thank you guys for loving us.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go ahead and jump into our situation for the night.
Drum roll.
It's basically when people ask to borrow things. Okay.
Yeah.
So example, your car. your cell phone charger. They want to borrow your washer machine and wash their clothes.
Sometimes it's needed. I've been
they
there.
Want your Wi-Fi password. Ooh. These things are what we're talking about. Ooh. How do these things make you feel? Now, I'm going to start off because this literally just happened about 30 minutes ago. Motherfuckers taking your damn phone charger. This is my thing with taking someone's phone charger. One, did you put it back where it was?
No.
Two, did you hook up the device that was originally hooked up to that motherfucker when you took it?
No.
And thirdly, did you treat my charger with the respect that I give it and the reason why I still got this motherfucker for you to borrow?
No.
No! None of it!
Three no's.
No! I mean, three strikes you out, motherfucker, no more.
It's just like...
People don't care about your stuff.
A cell phone, y'all don't look at me crazy, but a cell phone charger is kind of like personal.
It is.
Like, I don't need to be sharing that shit. I'm sticking that shit in my phone, and now you want to stick it in your phone, and I don't know where your phone been.
No one knows where your phone's been, okay? Stop, okay? I can't. You took it in the bathroom. We can't go there, okay?
Whoa, don't have my shit in the bathroom.
We are on different levels right now. My thing is the motherfucker who don't have a fucking phone charger. This is a necessity in 2024, okay? If you don't have a phone charger, how are you living your life?
Yeah.
I have thousands of questions on how you make it through a day without a phone. Okay. My phone stays charged for about 3 days.
Okay.
And I don't have to hook it up to the charger or nothing. But on the third day, I'm at like 16%. Okay, this is with no charge. So my phone runs very good off of charge. But the motherfucker borrowing your charger is not running like that.
No.
This motherfucker borrowing your charger every time you see them, okay? This motherfucker is taking trips to people's houses because he knows they got the same charger that he needs, okay?
Yeah, that's not
my
right.
Gosh.
No, like people ask me to borrow my charger at work. And I'd be thinking like... Oh, no.
I don't know you like that, motherfucker.
I'd be like, what do you got?
You want to see my social security number? I don't think so.
Oh, I got an Android. Oh, I got an iPhone. No, I ain't got no damn iPhone. I got a damn Android. But I just got to start lying to these motherfuckers.
No, sir. You cannot borrow my charger.
Fuck is wrong with you?
You know what, though? I have an extra charger at work. I have like... I have chargers everywhere, honestly. Uh-huh. But for my phone.
Yes.
So I have chargers, and then I have different bags that I take on trips, and they all have a charger in them.
Yeah.
So I do have chargers everywhere. And so at work, I have two different chargers. One that's hooked up to the computer and one that you put in a socket, right? The mm-hmm. outlet.
Yeah.
So this guy is like, hey, you know, do you have a, asking someone else, hey, do you have an Android charger or whatever and blah, 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 blah. And I overhear him talking and I'm like, okay, I'm in a good mood.
Oh,
no. Let me let him use my charger.
No.
I let this motherfucker use my charger. He brings it back. But then the next day, this bitch is over there asking about my fucking charger. And I'm just like, ma'am, I did not even go to you and offer my charger. Do not come over here and ask for it.
Yeah.
And so I was giving her the side eye. I let her use it, but I gave her the side eye. She never came back again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be coming back again. Uh-uh. Start bringing your own fucking charger to work.
Everybody have your own fucking shit. But as far as borrowing your car.
Oh, God.
This, to me, has to be under certain circumstances.
Don't be eating in my motherfucking car.
I don't give a fuck if I'm in the car. Don't open your shit. Do not eat in my fucking car. I don't trust anyone to eat in I fucking had our cousin in there. She dropped a fry in the first eat. I shut the whole thing down. The whole operation. And all five people in the car got to stop eating now. Because the driver done dropped the fry. I told her ass, don't drop shit. Here she go, dropping a fucking fry.
God.
You know how hard it is to get a fry out of there?
When it falls in between the seat and
she
the damn.
She fucked it up for everybody.
Middle console.
She fucked it up for everyone. What you got? You got anything on these?
Nah, I was going to get on that laundry one, though.
Oh.
Because I ain't gonna lie. I've been there. My fucking washing machine was shit.
Bitch, you on the other end of it.
I am. I had to ask Mimi to borrow the motherfucking.
You guys, she did ask to use my washer and dryer.
Lex, I had to ask Lex.
But she was already coming over.
Yeah. Like, I was on my way over there, so I text her, like, hey, let me.
She like, I'm bringing my laundry.
I gotta wash some clothes, child.
I'm like, fine, whatever. I don't give a shit. I probably already started drinking by then.
But a washing machine is a little personal too. Like, you can't just be having anybody shit in your washing machine.
No, that's why I won't go to the laundromat. I don't trust them people.
Yeah,
it's. I don't want anyone shit in my fucking shit.
It's hella sketchy.
And that's another reason why, when renting these, you know, houses and stuff like that, I want to use my own washer and dryer. Draco, stop harassing her. Get over here. She don't want to play with your bone.
Hold on. Why he moved my microphone?
He like, I got something to say. He like, motherfuckers asking to borrow my bone.
He's so stupid.
He like, I got some input on this.
He had to move the mic. He like, lower that.
Anyways, but what the fuck? Oh, yeah. That's why I don't trust the laundromat. But wherever I move to, I like to take my washer and dryer.
Yeah, I know. Because you gotta have your own personal washer. Own stuff. Yeah.
I don't know who's shipping in here.
Yeah.
And I've honestly, if you let the cycle run with hot water, some bleach in it, it's probably gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Throw some vinegar in there, whatever you wanna do. It's probably gonna be all right. Wipe the inside out with some bleach and some vinegar. It's probably gonna be all right. But in my mind,
it ain't.
In my mind, I'm like, gross, germs everywhere. I cannot with these people. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck was living here before. I can't.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes you just gotta help a motherfucker out. Like you said, you was at work. You ain't wanna help that bitch, but you let her use your charger. You know? So, like, even me, like, thank God you was letting me bring my clothes over. I would have been washing them bitches in the sink.
I don't give a damn about you bringing your shit over. I know you got fucking standards. But
shit, all that shit be fucked up. Even somebody using your car, like, hell no, nah, they could wreck your shit.
Oh my gosh, I know.
They leave trash in your shit.
Oh, hell no. I will go crazy berserk if somebody leaves trash in my fucking. I don't give a fuck if it's a water bottle. I don't fucking care. Do not leave your motherfucking trash in my car, because in my mind, I automatically think that you think my car is not worth fucking cleaning up after yourself.
This bitch coming to your job.
Yeah. Motherfucker, this your water bottle. Throw it out at your fucking ass, and I hope I hit you in the fucking head. And everybody sees it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't fucking play with trash in my car. I cannot. I literally let our nephew use my car on his 21st birthday. He was going to go to the store to go buy some liquor for the first time. And I was like, I'm sorry, my car is dirty. And he's like, where? And I was like, there's grass on the carpet. And he's like, okay. But that right there says, don't leave your trash in my car, okay?
It's been so many times, like, I think I've drove mom and dad's car and I was like, oh, this is my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just pull up in your parents' car and act like it's your shit.
Girl, bumping your music and shit. Yeah, I know.
That's the best shit, man.
The one thing we did, though, is everybody had a piece of that Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody. Even my exes drove the Thunderbird like it was theirs.
Oh, hell no.
Girl, it's really just two of them, but still, they did.
Get their ass out of here.
Everybody drove the Thunderbird like it was their fucking car. Didn't nobody pay shit. You know what, though? We didn't wreck it.
Nah.
That car went hard. I think our brother was the one who wrecked it. And it got fixed. Wasn't that the Thunderbird? He ran into the gate.
That was the Thunderbird.
Yeah, and it got fixed. But other than that, nobody else.
That motherfucker was fast, though.
It was so fast. It was so fast with little effort.
Yeah.
And little time. That's what was so great about it. I don't think that driving the Mustang and the Camaro is the same as driving the Thunderbird.
Nah.
The Thunderbird, to me, got there quicker. Yeah, I like it. And plus there was a, no, there wasn't more leg room. It was all small.
All of it.
Yeah, it's all too small. But anyways, back to the fucking subject. I mean, I think the only time I would think it's okay to borrow someone's car is if there's an emergency. You got to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's a fucking job interview or something, no. Get on the bus.
I'll just take an Uber.
Whatever. But you can't borrow my car because you got a job interview. Motherfucker, you knew I had a job interview last week. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, me having a job interview is a guaranteed job. So
my thing, though,
I'm going to need to make it to that motherfucker on time.
If it's something that you could have planned for, you can't borrow my car.
Sometimes they call you and say, can you come in for an interview tomorrow? That's pretty, you got to turn that around pretty quick.
That's true. But I would have to actually see the situation go down that way. I would.
Okay.
I'd be questioning people about my car. And I got gap insurance and everything, but shit, if I'm without a car because of your ass, that's not a good situation. It's not.
You just the type of motherfucker who let somebody borrow your car and then all of a sudden want to make a Target run. And then realize you ain't got your car.
Oh, every time. Yeah.
And now you mad.
When I don't have my car, I am very upset. But when I don't have my car, it's like all kinds of stuff I feel like I need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am that way. Yeah, I definitely am. But even when I drop my car off to get like an oil change or whatever, I still get a car for the day.
The fuck?
They give you a rental for one day. So I'm just like, yeah, I might need it. So I always just get the rental. Okay. I mean, it's free shit. I don't know. The last car I got was too big and I wasn't happy with it, but whatever. It was a car.
Yeah.
It barely fit in the garage.
If you don't mind it, it's fine.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I don't really know what else people be borrowing. Your clothes?
No.
I'm not letting anyone borrow my shoes. That's off the rip. Not gonna happen.
Shoes.
My daughter, though.
How you have stinky ass feet up in my motherfucking shoes?
Well, I feel like this is more of a thing when I was growing up. But my daughter, she's constantly taking my fucking shit. And then she literally wore some fucking socks and put them back in the drawer. And I'm like, who does that?
Yeah.
Who wears socks? Even if they were my socks, I'm not going to put them back in my drawer. I couldn't believe she did that. I thought it was so gross.
After she wore them?
Yes!
Maybe she felt like she didn't dirty them.
She said that if you wash the material, she feels like it's going to get messed up. I said, I don't give a fuck if the material gets messed up or not. You need to wash them, bitches.
Oh, well.
And then I sent them home with her.
Oh.
But she's like wearing my stuff, like even my clothes. And I'll be like, okay, don't put my clothes in the wash. Just put them in the laundry basket and I'll wash them the way I want to wash them. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone washing my clothes.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, I can't think of anything else that I'd be so annoyed for somebody fucking borrowing.
Yeah, borrowing your EBT.
Oh, hell no. You know what? If somebody like has their kid at my house or something, they're like, oh, can I borrow this from your kid? No, absolutely not.
Oh, like a toy?
Yeah, you can't borrow any of my fucking kids' shit. Hell no. I'm not loaning nothing from my children.
Well, I learned the hard way with video games when I was younger, because you never get them back.
Girl, it's like fucking Redbox.
And it'd be some good shit you liked that mom and dad bought. Like, fuck. I ain't even pay for that shit myself.
I don't know why you would let anybody borrow fucking your stuff.
Bitch. Damn it, Chelsea. Why you ain't bring back that motherfucking game?
You know what, though? I do have some shirts. Actually, I probably just straight up stole them. But I have a couple tops that I took from you.
Oh, Lord. That's
I don't know
good.
If I asked to borrow, but I know that they're still
I'm
there.
I'm pretty sure you didn't borrow anything from me.
That Bob Marley shirt that I have?
Mm-hmm.
That was yours. You know it. You know it. I'll wear it next time I see you.
Not good.
What kind of shit do you borrow from dad?
The only thing I would borrow from dad is probably a tie.
I borrow money from dad. I borrow fucking, and actually anything. I'll come over here and get some fucking toilet paper if I need it.
I'll borrow money from dad and then never pay it back.
I like to pay him back because then I can make sure that I'm going to be, he's going to be there for me next time.
He's going to be there for me regardless.
But sometimes I'll just tell dad, hey, I got to buy these shoes or I got to buy this hair. I'm not going to pay you back. But and he'll still send it to me.
But I don't ask him for money year round. So I feel like when I do ask him for money, it's like one thing and then it's like whatever.
Yeah. I don't really ask him for money too much either. But when I do ask him, it's like $50.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a lot of money. I really don't need any money right now. Or I haven't in a while, thank goodness. Knock on wood. Oh, I was reading this thing on Instagram and it's probably like not even true. But they're like going through like all your Chinese signs or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, the rat and the monkey. We went to a fucking birthday party for you like that one year.
We did.
Yeah. Where was it at? It was me, you, and Kayla. And I hated her shoes that night. But we lived in Palmilla.
She got cute shoes.
Girl, she has cute sneakers. But, like, the background for all of our pictures was like this Chinese New Year thing.
Benihana?
It was a nightclub.
Oh. I don't remember what that nightclub was called.
You remember though?
Yeah.
And the background was red?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. Anyway, so it's just like going through like all these years or whatever. I saw yours on there. And I think February, you're supposed to start coming into the money. And then so is my son. February, it's like money. What I, and then mine says from investments. I'm like, I haven't made no fucking investments except for the shit for my retirement. Or, like, it says that I could possibly hit the lottery. And I'm like, well, I'm not playing that motherfucker, so I guess I can't hit it. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should go put a lottery ticket in.
I was thinking that maybe I should.
At Prim.
Yeah, I could drive down there and go do something.
Yeah, go out there. Make it a little trip.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right, well,
thanks for tuning in, you guys.
We're just happy you guys are going on this ride with us.
Yeah, it's a wild ride, ain't it? Two crazy bitches with a podcast,
bruh. It's like bumper cars,
and we have the most amazing guest
always.
You guys can look forward to another guest in what, two episodes? I think it's two episodes. It's two. Yeah. So you guys can go ahead and look forward to our next guest, which is going to be, he's going to be awesome too, or she. I guess I should leave it up to suspense.
Shim
will be fucking awesome as well. Anyways, you guys, go ahead and have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. Bye. See you next week. Bye.